Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. What Went Wrong with Capitalism by Ruchir Sharma is a 2024 nonfiction economics book that examines why modern capitalism has become less dynamic, less competitive, and more politically contested. Sharma, a global investor and longtime market observer, argues that the core problem is not capitalism failing on its own terms, but governments in advanced economies steadily expanding their role through higher spending, heavier regulation, and repeated rescues of the financial system. The book combines historical comparison, policy critique, and market analysis to show how state intervention has reshaped incentives and weakened productivity growth. It is written for readers who want a clear, data-informed account of the relationship between markets and government, especially those interested in public policy, investing, and the broader economic forces behind inequality, debt, and corporate concentration. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Sharma's central claim capitalism was distorted by expanding state intervention. The book's main argument is that the common story about capitalism collapsing under its own contradictions misses a more important development developed governments have steadily increased their reach over the past century. Sharma links this expansion to spending growth, more regulation, and larger rescue packages whenever markets falter. His point is not that all state action is harmful, but that repeated intervention has changed the basic functioning of capitalism by shielding actors from normal risk. That shift matters because markets depend on failure, competition, and price signals to allocate capital effectively. When governments soften losses too consistently, they can preserve weak firms, reward political influence, and reduce the pressure that normally drives adaptation. This framing gives the book its critical edge. It reinterprets modern capitalism as a system that has not disappeared, but has been reshaped into something less disciplined and less efficient by policy choices made over decades. Secondly, socialized risk and the politics of protecting everyone from pain. A distinctive concept in the book is socialized risk, Sharma's shorthand for a system in which the state offers guarantees across the income spectrum. He describes welfare for the poor, entitlements for the middle class, and bailouts for the rich as part of a single political bargain that spreads economic protection widely. The practical effect is that losses are increasingly absorbed by public institutions rather than by the individuals or firms that took the risks. Sharma uses this idea to explain why modern capitalism can feel unfair from both directions. Ordinary citizens see stagnation and unequal outcomes, while powerful firms and asset holders receive support when conditions deteriorate. The book suggests that this arrangement creates deep political legitimacy problems because people are asked to trust markets while observing that the system does not apply discipline evenly. In Sharma's view, the promise of protection becomes self-defeating when it encourages dependency, weakens competition, and makes reform harder. Thirdly, why bailouts, central banks, and rescue culture can weaken market discipline. Sharma devotes substantial attention to how crisis response shapes long-term economic structure. He argues that bailouts and supportive central bank policies may stabilize markets in the short run, but they also create expectations that losses will be absorbed by public authorities during future downturns. That expectation changes behavior before any crisis even arrives. Firms borrow more freely, investors chase upside with less concern about downside, and politically connected institutions can become especially hard to fail. The result is not simply moral hazard in an abstract sense, but a slower buildup of distortions that affect who gets funded, which companies survive, and how capital is used. This section of the book also helps explain why Sharma treats repeated rescue operations as part of capitalism's transformation rather than as temporary exceptions. He sees them as structural features of modern policy, especially in developed economies, that have normalized intervention and blurred the boundary between market competition and state-backed protection. Fourthly, slower productivity, weaker competition, and the rise of monopolies and zombie firms. One of the book's most important economic claims is that heavy intervention has reduced the efficiency of capital allocation. Sharma argues that when large amounts of money are pumped into an economy and weak firms are kept alive, capital no longer flows to the most productive uses. Over time, this can produce lower productivity growth, fewer healthy competitive pressures, and a landscape populated by zombie firms that survive not because they are strong, but because conditions are artificially supportive. The same environment can also help entrenched monopolies and very wealthy incumbents, since large firms are often better positioned to navigate regulation, capture benefits, or outlast smaller rivals. Sharma presents this as a paradox of modern capitalism policies meant to soften hardship can end up concentrating power and reducing opportunity. The book's analysis is less about one-off market failures than about the cumulative effect of repeated policy choices on the overall structure of competition and economic dynamism. Lastly, The Reform Agenda 7 Fixes and a Case for Restoring Competitive Balance. Sharma does not stop at diagnosis. He argues that the answer is not simply a larger state, because that would intensify the same distortions that caused the problem. Instead, he offers 7 fixes aimed at restoring balance between government support and market discipline. While the book's specific proposals are presented as broad reforms rather than a single ideological blueprint, their direction is clear: reduce reliance on blanket rescues, improve competition, and create a system in which capital is allocated more productively. This makes the book especially relevant for readers interested in policy design rather than partisan slogans. Sharma is trying to move the debate away from a false choice between unfettered markets and ever-expanding government. His practical contribution is to show that economic fairness and economic efficiency need not be opposites, but only if policymakers accept that protection has limits and that genuine competition must be allowed to work. That makes the book both a critique and a reform-minded argument. In conclusion, What Went Wrong with Capitalism is best suited to readers who want a serious, readable critique of modern capitalism from a market-oriented but not simplistic perspective. Policymakers, investors, economists, and general readers interested in inequality, bailouts, regulation, and state intervention will find it especially useful. Its main value is not just that it argues against excessive government power, but that it explains how capitalism can be weakened by well-intentioned policies that reshape incentives over time. That makes it more nuanced than books that merely celebrate free markets or condemn capitalism outright. Sharma's historical comparison between the hands-off government of the 19th century and the hands-on intervention of the modern era gives the book a strong organizing idea, while the focus on socialized risk and bailout culture makes the argument concrete and current. Compared with many books in this category, it stands out for combining accessible economic commentary with a broad structural diagnosis of why growth has slowed, competition has thinned, and political anger has risen. Readers may not agree with every conclusion, but they will come away with a sharper framework for understanding how capitalism has been altered and why that matters. If you would like to support Ruchir Sharma, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.